From the KTO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news update. Juneau Assembly candidates have raised a combined $57,000 so far this election season, according to campaign finance records. Much of that money, $28,000, belongs to District 2 candidate Beth Weldon's campaign, who's running unopposed. Weldon says most of that money came from two big fundraisers earlier this year. She says when her campaign first started, she didn't know who she'd be running against.
I threw my name in a hat for the appointment when Karen Crane vacated her seat to run for mayor's. And as soon as people heard that, I had lots of people say you should run for the assembly. So I filed my APOC report and then started collecting money after that. It was this spring sometime.
She says her campaign will continue to hold events to get her name out and encourage people to vote.
And we're looking at conducting a door-to-door survey just to see what some of the people care about, some of the issues. And we are able to keep some money in case I decide to run again.
District 1 incumbent Mary Becker has raised $13,000. She's outraised her two opponents by more than six times. Opponent Arnold Liebelt raised a little more than $2,000. William Quayle Jr. hasn't reported raising any money. Area-wide Assembly incumbent Kate Troll has raised more than $8,000. Opponent Norton Gregory has raised more than $6,000. Candidates can use the money they raise to cover campaign expenses, such as advertisements. The municipal election is October 4th. Family and friends of an Alaska Native man missing for more than 3 weeks are criticizing Juneau police over what they describe as delayed search efforts. The Juneau Empire reports that 22-year-old Christopher Orcutt went missing on August 25th after leaving a party in downtown Juneau. 3 weeks after his disappearance, Juneau police used a team of search dogs to look for him at a campground, but the search came up empty. Lieutenant Chris Sell says police didn't mention the search publicly sooner because they wanted to keep the area clear for the dogs. But Orcutt's family and friends have expressed concerns that police cared more about finding 22-year-old Ryan Harvey. Harvey was found by hikers who had heard about the search and seen Harvey's picture. Sell says finding Orcutt remains a priority for the department. Human remains awaiting identification and items reportedly belonging to a man reported missing in 2010 have been found near Dredge Lake in the Mendenhall Valley, the Juneau Police Department announced Wednesday. The remains have not been positively identified. Identification is estimated to take about 6 months, according to a police news release. A hiker located the remains August 28th. Police officers collected the remains, a cell phone, and some personal items. The items belong to Juneau resident Jeffrey Scott Walkenford, according to police. Walkenford was reported missing in the Dredge Lake area on May 15th, 2010. A family member had contacted him on his cell phone to check on him, but he wouldn't tell the family member where he was, according to North American Missing Persons Network. That was his last known contact. Extensive searches at the time failed. Looking at weather, today, rain, highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, rain, lows around 50. That's the latest from the KTO Newsroom in Juneau. I'm Jeremy Shea.